Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight. And today's episode features episode 98 with Justin Green. And it's all about how he went from being laid off to being an owner of a real estate portfolio. Justin's story is quite incredible and inspirational. So let's get into it. Here it is from episode 98, Justin Green.
So you mentioned that you had a turning point, right? You were at work, you were doing really well, leadership and just, I'm sure, thriving at the job. And you were faced with the fact that you might be laid off. Take us back to that moment. And what was going through your head and what told you it was real estate? Because you could have went into a number of different businesses and things, but why real estate? What was it about real estate where you're like, all right, I'm faced with this. I think real estate is what can take me higher.
Right. So honestly, in that moment, when I heard the news, I was in survival mode. Right. I mean, once again, I'm married, two young kids. And also, I didn't mention that I've been laid off before my other previous jobs. Right. Wow. Because education is based off of funding. If you don't have the funding, then you don't have a job or no program. Right. So me knowing the feeling of being laid off in my previous jobs, and now me feeling like, you know, I have a master's degree. And this is my first job after having the degree. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm set. I have a master's degree. I manage my office. I'm a boss there. I should be good. Right. Didn't work out that way. So my mind was like, man, this is crazy how you could think you're secure, but you're really not. So the reason I turned to real estate is because I had a few people in my church that were already doing real estate. And so I'm a big believer in teaching and learning from people. So when I saw them doing it and having success, it was nothing for me to just go to them and say, hey, I see you're doing this. You know, I want to do something. I need something for my family to build income. So really, truthfully, it wasn't even about wealth at that point. It was about how do I provide an income for my family independent of a job. Mm-hmm. Right. And so with the guys at my church, they were already doing real estate. And so I tapped into them and just started getting coached by them.
Love it. Love it. Talk to us about what those beginnings were like, just the different things you were learning and just what it was like as a beginner, just learning about something that you probably didn't have too much exposure to before.
Right. So, yeah. So I really leaned on my mentors, and then I have an excellent realtor that guided me as well, too. So I've always been able to save money. I've been able to manage money well. So the money aspect wasn't really, you know, an issue for me. Right. But the construction piece, the rehab, that was all new. So I had to really lean on a good contractor to guide me in the right direction. Now, one of the good things that happened within that transaction of me buying my first rental property, because that was my first time buying a property for an investment, is that the loan I was able to get from Wells Fargo, it was a construction loan that tied into the purchase price. So for the construction loan, they had a lot of parameters, right? So you had to do your budget. You had to submit to them your budget before you even started the project. Then they had a draw schedule where you put your own money out first, and then their inspector would come look at it, give the approval, and then give you the next draw. Right. So those are a lot of, handholding that I didn't expect from Wells Fargo, but they did a good job with making sure that I wasn't too over my head. And they really walked me through the process as well, too. Right. So I had a good contractor. And then on top of that, I had a good inspector with that draw schedule piece. And then obviously we had permits and things of that nature. So it really alleviated, some anxiety because I had so many other things lined up.
Definitely. Definitely. And there's a couple of things I want to pull out of that before we move forward. So the first thing is we're like 10 to 15 minutes in. I could already pick up a theme that you're very big on learning from others. You're very big on mentorship. And something that I've observed is that some people have a lot of pride and they don't want to learn from someone else, right, even if it's something they haven't done before. So can you talk about the importance of mentorship, especially as it comes to real estate? When you think about like construction, when you think about managing contractors, a budget, all these things, for most of us, we haven't done it before. So it could be to our benefit to connect with someone who can mentor us. So I would love to hear more of your thoughts about the importance of mentorship.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, mentorship in every aspect of life is important, right? I look back at growing up, my dad wasn't around. He's passed away now, but we didn't have a relationship. So growing up, it was me and my friends, and we were just trying to learn how to be boys and be men. And a lot of times we would follow, you know, the hip hop culture to learn how to be men, which is not a right thing to do in regards to just getting your identity as a man from hip hop culture. Right. So it wasn't until I got into college where I started like getting feedback and mentoring from like positive black men that were like doing really positive things in college and advising me the right way. So I was like, well, wait a minute. If you're telling me this and this rap song is telling me this, I can see how this particular song or particular mindset in culture, because I mean, listen, I love hip hop, but I'm simply saying there's some aspect of it growing up that I didn't know was wrong, right? In the sense of the way I didn't want to go, right? So when you start hearing things that are different from what you're normally hearing, right? Like, hey, listen, you don't have to have sex with every woman that you see, right? And you start feeling, you start understanding like, whoa, that advice is different from what I'm normally hearing, but the advice that I'm getting, I see if I follow that, I'm going in the right footsteps. I'm going in the right path. Then you start realizing like, I don't have to bump my head too many times to know to go in the right path. Right. And there's a Bible verse that I love where Jesus talks about, you know, how can people hear without a teacher? Right. So that just talks about this importance of teaching, of learning, and having a teacher or a mentor. So my experience in life is really that I need to surround myself with people that can help build me up and guide me in the right direction. Right. So I'm really big on mentorship once again. And I wasn't always big on paying a coach, but I realized that to go to another level, I had to pay someone to really give me the guidance I needed to now take it to another level.
Love it. Love it. And I want to talk about the next level. So you mentioned paying a coach, which is something else. So there's levels to it, right? There's the idea of mentorship in general. And then it's like, all right, I got the idea of mentorship. I find something that I want to do, for this example, let's say real estate. Mm-hmm. I see someone who has a track record, receipts and so forth. I'm in position to compensate them for their time so they can help me get to the next level faster, but I'm hesitant. What do you say to someone who is in that position? Like, you have everything you need and the person, let's say is Justin, is here to help you, but you're scared to pull the trigger. How do you approach that?
I think that you have to look at the road to get to your goal, right? If you want, and I'm not telling myself at all, I'm just simply saying in general, if you want to take the long road and difficult road, then you don't need a mentor because you're going to take the bumps and bruises and learn on your own. If that's what you want to do, then that's totally fine. But a coach and a mentor is really there to prevent you from making some of the lessons that they may have learned on the way because they didn't have a mentor, right? So it's really designed to guide you in the right direction and not have you have pitfalls along the journey. That doesn't mean that you won't make mistakes along the way, but best believe that there's data and there's evidence for those people that came up with a parent, right? Two-parent family. Most times those kids or children, right, are in the right direction where maybe if you didn't have any parents, you're kind of lost in the world, right? And so going back to my journey, one particular mentor I have, he really connected me with the contractor that I used to rehab my first property. And I bought that on the market. It was a pre-foreclosure sale. No, it was already foreclosed, but I bought it on the market. So after that property, I was now trying to buy another property, right? But I realized one thing I didn't forget is not to spend all your money in one project. So with that project, it was 20% down and plus closing costs. So I wound up having to bring like $20,000 to the table, right? But I only had about $22,000 in my entire savings. So I only had $2,000 left out of what I spent for my deposit. So now I'm realizing that I can't buy the property or a different property the same way simply because I don't have enough money. So the mentor that helped me with the first deal, as far as connecting me with the realtor and the contractor and things of that nature, he started doing off-market deals, right? He was probably doing it before I even knew about it. So he was telling me how that there's other ways to invest in real estate and buy real estate other than just buying it on the market and other than buy and hold. So he started, you know, teaching me wholesaling. And what I would do is I would take him to lunch, take him to breakfast, pay for it, and really pick his brain. Mm-hmm. So that was the first or second level of mentorship where now I'm like, all right, my first property is under wraps. Now him and I are friends as well too, right? So we go to the same church. First property is done. Now I'm trying to figure out this whole strategy around finding off-market deals. I started having success with that. Flipped some, did some wholesaling with vacant lots and properties. And it came to a point where after years of doing that, probably 3 years or so, maybe two, where I wanted to just now start really building a business around off-market deals, lead generation, things of that nature.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.